the planning commission to get approval for a nightly or something, so I thought it was a better fit. That was a recommendation to you guys to take a look at.
And then as far as the entrance, that would have to be approved by City of Branson since it's coming off of their road.
It'll be, so it's all curb and gutter.
Yes.
It will be, I think it's somewhere, the drawing shows it somewhere in this area, but I don't know if that's a good fit.
It's a little bit further down from that sign right there,
down
really
in
close
this area?
To it. Yeah, and I think on my map we have it drawn at the very tip top of it. It might move down just a little bit. It just depends on
what they will allow.
What they will allow and what the grading comes out to after it's cleared off and we start work on it.
Being on that corner, I can see them pushing it down.
Yes, yeah.
And what is that on the back side of that? Is that the...
That's the old
trails.
Okay, that is the trails. Okay, that's what I
Owen
thought.
Property. I'm surprised Owen didn't own that little piece.
I think it ended up being part of Frank Ray's property.
Frank Ray.
Or Peter Ray, whoever owned it.
No, it was Frank.
Was it Frank?
Both. It would have been Pete.
Do you guys have any questions for the applicant before we go through the, or we, before we do the public hearing side?
Or I do not.
Questions, concerns?
Of course, when they submit plans, we'll have, you know, there'll have to be a buffer, you know, and all that. So that comes with the construction side, but they will have to submit all that.
When you say a buffer, just... What do you mean exactly?
Well, a commercial up against, and I know it's not in the county, but we'd recommend a buffer to block the site view of, you know, of the storage unit since it's not real, you know, compatible with the walking trails. And I know they got a roughly 100 feet plus in between them, but still, we'd probably require some kind of definitely fencing, but probably some kind of buffer to help block the view.
We would definitely do some sort of fencing, and if it came to try to do a little bit, I mean, we usually do chain link, but if we had to do some, like, dividers, the little things they slip down in there, just kind of prevent that little bit of buffer, we could definitely.
Would assume there's going to be a gated, locked
correct,
facility.
Yeah. Yep. Paved and everything. And I have those plats here if you guys want those.
Similar to that,
yes.
What we have there.
And I was thinking about roughly 300 units, give or take. I mean, it depends if we end up trying to go with some RV units or...
RV storage units?
Yeah.
Outside, you wouldn't need, or would it be covered?
Covered. That's what a lot of people are looking for. It's just kind of hard to fit them.
Okay, yeah.
The square footage for those and the rate that they go for don't line up the best, for sure.
And I'm assuming since there's no water and sewer on the property and it's served by Branson, you probably wouldn't need it?
No.
Self-service only?
Yeah, that's the plan, yep.
Okay.
And that just kind of fit more of the storage units, not have to extend sewer and water to try to.
Can you zoom out just a little bit, Cody, please? A little bit more. Okay, that's good.
I know everything to the right, City Park. What's the zoning to the left?
Some commercial over there.
It is commercial?
So let's, yeah, some C2. Well,
Wetzel City.
So you're not going to be able to see it, but this is a new low-income development coming in right here. They just brought the sewer in a couple of years ago. Of course, this is apartment complexes. This is more storage units right here.
That's the hill that comes back up in behind Walmart?
It is.
Goes right there where the old farm was.
Is that
Frank Ray Bull?
Frank Ray Bull, yeah.
Yep. Killed the biggest black snake of my life in that barn.
This one over here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's still there.
The snake? And he killed it. Yeah. He just told you that. Oh, you're talking about the barn.
I do have the Branson zoning map. I didn't print off the legend. I don't know if you guys want that, but it doesn't really...
doesn't depict what the,
yeah,
the
shades
are. Cody may know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Cody, you know what it is?
Dave?
It might take me a second to put me on the spot here.
And it is accessed online if you want to look it up.
Greenleaf Park, Red B, 76th District.
To entertainment.
I don't remember that one. Looks like residential, some sort. Commercial residential.
Yeah, it says commercial residential, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Which is RC1.
Mm-hmm. That's why they thought it was a good fit.
Okay.
If you look down at the county, we start getting into a lot of C2 and storage units as we keep going south.
Yeah, I guess there is more down there on the left than there is those up there on the
mm-hmm.
kind of island again, but
and with the style of developments that are within driving distance of there, I mean, I think my opinion.
Oh, I don't have a good reason to not do it. I just don't like it. But that's, I mean, I'll be honest, that's personal. And
you just don't like the storage units, or?
Well, I've been all over all that whenever Mr. Owens was still alive, and him and my grandma were friends. And
I see. Okay.
It's just, so yeah, I can't give an unbiased. Mr. Owens had one of those ear things that came out and had like a, and that's how he'd sit there and listen.
Yeah. Didn't have hearing aids back then. I didn't realize you was that old.
Shut up.
Oh.
There's some of the rock down at the end of that those trails.
Yeah.
At the end of that, there's a picture of my grandma in her teens, and Lyle took that picture. Mr. Jones took that picture.
Wow.
So, yeah, and there's like a rock wall all through that. And
a little while back.
It's the only thing left.
Yeah. He used to heat the house and cook his beans and coffee on that same stove. Anyway, so, yeah, it's kind of
missed out.
And then whenever the city took over, somehow somebody got in there and burned it down.
Hmm.
That's not the city's fault, I'm just saying.
Yes.
So, yeah, I just like, I don't. You're putting storage units next to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Any other comments or questions for the applicant?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on to our public hearing section of it then. And we'll open up the floor and open the public hearing. So, if there's anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to, please step forward at this time. Seeing no one doing so, I will close the public hearing at this time. And then, is there any discussion amongst the commission before we move to a vote? Okay. Well, then I would entertain a motion up or down either way.
Change it to C1, correct?
Correct.
So you make that change.
So I'll need a new sheet for this one, if either way.
Do you guys have any other thoughts?
No, sir.
Do not.
Move to approve order number 7-21-2026-01 with the change from A1 Ag to C1 Commercial.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? No more reminiscence. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
You know,
You're picking on me today.
I missed you last week.
And we didn't even do anything. We had all kinds of plans to, like...
I know.
Trick. Prank.
I'm just feeling good today.
I guess.
All right. That will conclude our planning and zoning requests for this month. So thank you all for your attendance. Appreciate you all. We will move on with our agenda. We'll give everyone just a second to get resituated here and continue with our regular agenda.
Do you need these back?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's fine, yeah. We can have Sheriff stand up there and talk. All right, moving on down our agenda, we have the amendment number one to the agreement for Omnigo. This is file number 26-081S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, as you all probably remember, last year we entered into a 5-year agreement with Omnigo, and it laid out the price for the next 5 years. However, this year we are getting our own website. As part of that website, we needed an additional module in Omnigo so that it would work with our jail roster and publish that to the new website. So that's what this addendum is. It includes the pricing for the additional module.
Did you read the letter?
I did not receive the letter.
I think that you need to.
Okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with our decision.
Correct.
But I think you need to read it. Not necessarily right now. We can discuss it, or you can. Okay.
I didn't have it yesterday. Whenever I sent you the agreement.
Is it yours front and back? Here.
Oh,
yeah, here. I got.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You, like I said, you can keep it.
Okay.
Just something you probably want to address.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 15th, 2026. Approving the agreement as to form. I'll give Sheriff just a second then.
Sign it because it was simply just a quote.
I mean,
you asked me about it, so I'm.
Oh, no, I just want to make sure you're aware of it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion before we move?
Right. Move to approve the amendment number one to the agreement for Omnigo buying between Taney County and Omnigo Software.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Next, we have the agreement for printing, mailing, and email services. This is file number 26-080, Assessor. With us this morning, we have Taney County Assessor, Mr. Davey Wilson. If you all remember, we had went out for bid and had awarded the bid to Diversified Companies, LLC, doing business as Divco Data. This is the request for this today is for bid number 202605-597. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated July 14th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. Mr. Wilson, we went out for bid, and this is the company we are currently using as well. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Satisfied with their services?
We are satisfied with their services.
Any questions from the commission?